Good morning, my debt-free millionaire zelts. This is Zach Edwards with another podcast for the debt-free millionaire brand and also personal finance course. That's right. We're going to go through our book that we're about to publish. As if you might be hearing this and it might be published, but as of right now, as a time of release, it has not been released yet. The book has not been released. But today we're going to be talking about week four, so the fourth week in, day one. And this is, our personal finance course. This time, we're going to talk about something that's very important. And this will save you tens of thousands of dollars over your lifetime and at least $1,000 every year. That's $1,000 you can spend towards investing, spending on other things that in your life. But we're going to show you how to cut back on your expenses, to lower your expenses. So here's the question. What is needed in life when it comes to finances? Okay, so you need to pay for housing. You need to pay for utilities. Without your utilities, your housing is nearly worthless. It's just a shell. Food, of course, and also transportation. Those are the four basic needs. Now, there's also needs that have like clothing. Shoes might be necessities. But we're going to go through all different ways of getting over the costliness of all these different expenses. And it's true, you don't have to cut these costs, but at least theoretically you don't need to. But if your budget or your expenses supersede or go over what your income is, then you will need to cut them. You will need to find ways of reducing your expenses because this is the only way you're going to survive. You can't borrow from everyone else and you can't borrow from the banks or the government because after a while they will come collecting. And you don't want that to happen. So this is why this chapter is so important. And we're going to go through this and then you can go through the book and do the different activities that are in there to be able to figure out what you have to have, what you want to have, and what you don't need to have and need to get rid of. This is as easy as going through your credit card, if you have a credit card at the time, or even your regular expenses. If you're a youth, go talk to your parents and see if you can go through their credit card. Some may not, but this is for your growth. So the really good ones, or maybe I shouldn't say good ones, the ones that really want to help you when it comes to the finances will help you by showing you something that will allow you to see how things are spent and where things can be cut. Now, every household can cut. I'm very frugal, and yet there's still plenty of things that I could cut in this house. Now, there's compromises, especially if you have a spouse. You have to say, hey, I would like to cut this, and you might have to compromise by saying, hey, maybe we should cut on this. And you will have to work it out with your spouse. But if you're single, you don't have these issues. All you have are the issues that are created by your expenses because you have so many expenses. So let's go through a few of them. And we're going to go through the basics of this. I mean, basics by you're going to see them and you're like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. I can't go around that. I can't say that it's not necessary. So the first one, it's rudimentary. If you go out and go shopping, what do you need? I'm going to lay that question out for you because it's what do you need? Not what do you want? What can you buy? It's what do you need? This is all done, figured out by creating a grocery list. And the reason why I say grocery list is because when you go to the store, when you walk through those aisles, you will see, oh, I want that. And then you'll say, oh, I want that. And with all these different products that you want, you don't need them. Or there's other things that come up that say, oh, I really need that. But if it's not on your shopping list, it's really going to make you second think. Do I really need this or is this more of a want? So let's go over a few things that will go over the grocery stores. Okay, so when you're going through the grocery store, you can think, hey, okay, so I could make, well, sorry, when you're making your grocery list, I should say. Let's go back further. When you're talking about your grocery list, what do you do? How do you find what you need on your grocery list? One, you can find out what you're out of. Now, hopefully, if you're buying things that only things that you needed and not just what you wanted, like if you had 100 candy bars in there and you get down to like 12, yeah, you don't need to restock that plus 100 candy bars. Wow, that'd be a lot. And those would be gone really fast in my house. I don't know if you would how you feel about chocolate, but I could just eat them all up And so I don't have them in my house because I know I will eat them all up. So, and I also don't go to the grocery store saying, hey, maybe I should get some sort of treats because I will eat them up before we even get to the treats. Yeah, I need to find more self-discipline in that factor. When it comes to finances, I have great self-discipline. But when it comes to like chocolates or sweets and things like that, I don't. And most humans do not, which is why I say write up this list. Now, before you can write up your list, find out what you don't have, what you're running out of. Like if you're running out of toilet paper, great, get more toilet paper. If you're running out of flour and you're gonna go bake, yeah, you need to get more of that. But find out what you're going to be making that week. Find out what you're going to be making for breakfast, lunch, and dinner throughout the whole week and buy specifically according to that. If you buy just because you see it off the shelf, you're going to spend over $100 more at the grocery store a month because of that. At least a month, you're going to be buying more that way. So figure out what your must-haves are. Now, here's another thing. People don't do this as much these days, but people do at the same time. And those that do save a lot. They look for coupons, discounts, and rebates. And the reason why I say those three, so coupons, not many people go to the grocery store or find grocery store coupons. Usually the store just drops the price. But you have places like Michael's. If you go for crafts and you go to Michael's, you never want to go to the store without going online to their site because every single week they have a new discount. You want to find that discount and get it on your phone. So you can just show them and you can get a discount. What's another type of discount that you could do? Because most of the time, it's not the grocery stores. There's an app that you can actually add onto your web browser called Honey. Or there's a new one that just came out and I'm not gonna mention the name because it hasn't gotten enough strength behind it yet. But Honey is a well-known brand that's actually been out there for 3 or 4 years. And you basically go to a website, you're about to cash out, and the Honey extension will light up and say, hey, we've got coupons for this area. And it's like, great. So you click on the Honey, and it will run through the coupons that it has, putting in every single coupon code so that it can see if you have any more discounts you can get because you have that. And what about rebates? If you buy some sort of electronics or an appliance, there are sometimes rebates where you have to mail it in. The best ones are the instant ones because human nature is you might just forget about that rebate. You're gonna buy it and you're gonna buy it for a higher price, the appliance or something, but then you're not gonna go in for that rebate. And because you don't go in for that rebate, they made the extra money right off of you. And if you do put in the rebate, great, they've already budgeted that in so that you can get the rebate. And you're saving money, you're making money back, you're not making actual money. You're making money back from what you had already purchased. So it's a win-win because they're getting the marketing out. You're going to go there because of that rebate. But your obligation and the thing and your obligation to yourself is to cash in that rebate. Go online, fill out their information and send it through the mail. However they do it, make sure you do that. Another one that's really important. Number three is shopping online. And now there's Amazon. But even better than that, there's Walmart. Walmart has groceries. Amazon's tried to get into groceries. They haven't done a very good job. Walmart will actually get you groceries and you can go pick it up or they can actually ship it to you. If you buy a certain amount, they'll actually ship it to you. So if you have a grocery list, instead of paying that money to go basically waste your gas to go over there, ask them to ship it to you. If not to ship it to you, at least ask them to bring it out to you and put it in the back of your car. The reason why I say that is because the more time you spend in the grocery store, it's the less time that you can spend on the most important things, such as spending time with family or if you're going to be doing a business, working on your business. You can do all these different things, but the more time you waste in the grocery stores, especially the big ones, the less time you have to do these things. So try to act wise in that sense and get things done online. Now, here's another great thing, and this happens with both Walmart and Amazon. Look for the digital coupons. Yeah, there are actual coupons on there that they want you to click on, and you'll save an automatic like $3 or an automatic $10. And these are for higher priced items that don't have to be as high priced. And there's discounts to get you to buy that one over another brand. And so this is a great one because this will allow you to continually to find discounts, and they're easy to find because you pull up an Amazon listing and there's the coupon. It's right there, right next to the add to your cart. Now, something that you do not want to do, and I will stress this, you do not want to do this, is you don't want to do something like Instacart or Grubhub, Uber, that makes you actually buy to pay them to go shopping for you. Because most of these places that they're going to buy at, you can actually get shipped to you online, or you can have it prepared so you can just drive up and they will put it in your car. These are wants. Instacart, Uber Eats, or also Grubhub. Now, I used to drive for Grubhub. I understand it's great to have a side gig and such and be one of these people that can make some money off the side. But if you, as a someone that's starting off, don't need to, don't do it. You're just wasting your money. So buying online, I mean actually going to the stores online, buying it to them, buying from them, and maybe you have to drive up and have it loaded into your car. It saves you a ton of time being inside the store. So all these different things, these are all great examples. There's a lot more, especially in the book. So look it up. Number four, buying in bulk. Buying in bulk is great. You have Costco, you have Sam's Club, you have other stores, or it might be just going to something like Aldi and buying, instead of one, buying four of them. And it's less time that you have to come back. You're already going to be at the store for a reason. Maybe even you're buying online and you're like, I need $10 in order to get free shipping. Well, great. Send something, double the amount that you're going to buy and just put it in storage. The reason why this is so great is because prices continually go up. Inflation continues to go up. The more you can buy up front, the less you're going to spend on the next time you buy, especially if you go in and buy every week the same thing. You buy it when it's lower priced, and as the price increases, you're going to be paying that lower price for the things you already purchased. Another thing to save money on the things that you buy is think of off-brands. So a lot of people like to say, oh, I have to have Nike because they are great. No, they're not great. They're a logo on a shoe. And most of the shoes that are made these days are made by some of the same manufacturers in China. Yeah, that's right. Nike makes the same, uses the same manufacturer in China as a lot of these other products. So do a lot of these other ones. Now, if you want the name brand so people can see you, then my job is wasted here because you're not going to listen to the things I'm saying because you have this mindset of, oh, I need this, but you don't need it. You want it. It's totally different. It is a want and not a need. So this is why we buy off-brand. Now, maybe a cereal. Okay, I'm going to get a cereal and it tastes just a little bit different. Well, okay, are you willing to pay $1 per bag more just for getting the brand cereal than you are to buy the off-brand cereal? Yeah, this is a big thing. And this saves you maybe $10 to $20 every time you go to the store. Maybe $100 every month because you're not buying the on-brand cereal or other products. Or even, let's talk about organics. You don't need the organics. Yes, it's nice to have them. It is a desire for them. But truthfully, you don't need it. And you might be all about the don't wanting the pesticides and things like that. But again, that is a want because you don't need it. Unless you have some sort of allergy to it, then yes, that would be a need. Okay, so the next thing to go, this is number six. Number six is to kill your monthly subscriptions. Go through your credit card and find out what is being charged to you every month. If it's being charged to you every month and you do not need it, get rid of it. Because a lot of times we will pay for, let's see, a gym membership. A gym membership, that's a great thing to have, right? No, not if you're not going to use it. And not if you can use it at home or like do the exercises at home. If you're not going to do the exercises at home, you're most likely not going to go to the gym and actually do the work there. So if you can get rid of that monthly expense, get rid of it. You don't need it. Here's a big one though. This is hard for everyone, which is really funny that it's so hard. And this is streaming services. Oh, but it's just, now it used to be $5.99 when I wrote this paper, when I wrote this book, but now they're all like $14.99. And all of a sudden you're saying, you know what? I don't need that. You know how much you're saving? You're saving over $200 a year off that one streaming service. And here's the thing. Do you need one streaming service? Maybe. Maybe you do need one streaming service so you can relax. Do you need three of them? No, you probably don't. And you probably won't use them. Most of these streaming services have movies you've never seen before. And yeah, you might be not be the most interested when you see the cover, but try it out. You actually try these episodes that you've never seen before. Try out something that's new. Or if you need something that's on another one, fine. You know that the streaming services, they basically, every week there's a new episode, right? Well, what if you canceled that streaming service and then brought it back up 1, 2, or even 3 months later when all those episodes are now on that streaming service? You can go back and forth between streaming services because there's no setup fee. So you can pay $14.99 for three of them, or you could be paying $14.99 for this one. Next month, it's $14.99 for the next one and $14.99 for the other one. Now, it might seem overly complicated, but this is saving money. And so, I mean, what are you going to do better for your time? Watch the TV? Yeah. So it's like, you know what? So, but all of these monthly programs are digging into your wallet and you do not need them. You don't need Spotify. You have Pandora. You have free Spotify. You might just have to live with some commercials. So be it. It's not bad. You don't need to download movies to go on a plane anymore. Every plane has movies you can watch. Or again, you can have that one streaming service that will give you the money that the movie that you need in order to fly somewhere. Now, my big example was Disney. I liked Disney, but at the same time, I didn't want to watch all the shows that they had because I grew up with them. I knew them all very well. And so Mandalorian, just to be able to have The Mandalorian, which is the show at the time, and supposedly they're going to have another Mandalorian later on, I haven't seen anything for months now. There's like no reason for me to be on Disney, so I would be getting rid of that. Now, because I have kids, I keep the Disney Plus. But at the same time, Amazon. Do I need to have Amazon? I need the shipping. So those are the only two that I can actually see myself as a parent actually needing. Disney and maybe Amazon Prime, because I'm getting the free shipping, which is great. This is so worth it to have the free shipping on Amazon, and I get a streaming service out of it. Now, if I don't have kids, I don't need the Disney Plus. I don't need HBO. Now, one of the reasons why I have HBO Max is because I have that as part of my internet. I have an internet service that basically provides that for free. But if they weren't paying for it, I wouldn't be paying for it. So I actually have three different ones, but here you go. I'm well established. Are you? Do you want it or do you need it? I'll let you decide that. Now here's another thing. It might not be your monthly subscriptions. A lot of times now subscribers are thinking, well, they see that they're being paid monthly, so they're going to stop paying. So let's give them monthly and let's give them a discount. Let's give them yearly and let's give them a discount. Find out what you're paying for yearly as well, not just monthly, but yearly, and get rid of those ones that you don't need. And yes, you might be saving $1 per month for a subscription or for a streaming service by signing up for a whole year, but are you really going to use it for a whole year? Or are you going to use it basically for 2 months straight and then watch basically everything that they have new on there? So get rid of it. Get rid of your yearlies, pay the monthly subscription. Because in the long run, if you can use it for only 2 months and then get rid of it for a little while, you're still saving a lot more money than if you paid for a yearly subscription. Okay, I'm going to run through a few of these really fast because I'm running out of time. But these are very important ones that you need to know about. And they are basically ones that you'll see. But I'm going to leave some that I'm going to leave for you to go through with the book as well. So really fast. We've already talked about utilities. Get LED lights if you're worried about your electricity. Turn down your thermostat. Turn up your thermostat during the winter. Turn it down during the summer when you don't need it to be so comfortable. Make it a little bit uncomfortable. It's fine. Go do work in the basement. Put your office down in the basement. Basement always stays at a moderate temperature all year round. Things like that. This is where utilities can be very much saved, and you're going to save a lot of money by doing this. And I'm not talking about maybe $10, $20 every month or even a year. No, I'm talking about hundreds of dollars every year and like $30 to $40 to $50 every month. But the same goes for your water, because your water goes up and down depending on how much you use it. So look out for all those utilities. Here's the thing. So purchasing a new appliance, if you have an old appliance, but it still works, you're not going to save as much money buying a new appliance than you would using the old appliance. And the reason why I say that is because your new appliance is going to cost you money, and it has a certain lifespan that's going to happen. So if you can use your old appliance and then it breaks down, you use it up to when it breaks down, then you replace it, you're going to have that lifespan of that new one further out than when you would have if you bought it because you just didn't like the old washing machine or such. Now, there are some dishwashers, there's very little of them, that are not very efficient these days. You can get way more efficient ones, but they're a lot more expensive, and you're not saving any money by being more efficient in this way. But you can actually use your dishwasher or your washing machine, your dryer, until it goes kaput. Now, when it goes kaput, you don't have to justify, well, I'm going to bring an appliance guy out to fix it. No, this is when it's probably best time to go get a new one that's energy efficient. But remember also, the energy efficient ones are going to be more expensive as well. So be careful on that. Another one to look at is your cell phone. Now, do I need all this data and all these bells and whistles with my cell phone? No, you don't. If you're paying anything more than probably like $60 a month for a single phone, you're being ripped off. You do not have to pay for all these different things. And if you're buying a phone through your cell phone provider, then you're also wasting money because you're basically leasing a phone from them. Go on something called www.swappa.com. That place where you'll actually be able to buy used iPhones, even the 14 or the 15, buy used ones for a dramatic reduction. It's like when you buy a car, you drive it off the lot, you just lost $5,000. Same thing with a cell phone. As soon as you open that box, you lost a few hundred dollars, because when they sell it again, those people are buying it for $100, $200, $500 less than it's being sold. Okay, so I just got a call from my wife, and I put my family as a priority. So I'm going to call her back, but I'm going to let you go. Read the book, find out all these other ways of saving money. It will save you hundreds of dollars every month and thousands of dollars, even tens of thousands of dollars every year. But check it out. Hey, and if I haven't made you a debt-free millionaire zealot from some of the things that I've shared with you, I hope to. I will. I promise it. And we will make this brand a million-dollar brand within 1 year. That's our guarantee. That's what we're working on. That's our promise that we're working towards that. So thank you so much for joining me, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.